Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord one more time. I think many of you have something that looked like this. Almost everybody have a photo album. You might not have it in this con. It may not be bound like this. You may have it on your smartphone now, but you have one. And I was noticing. Actually, I was looking through it, and I asked. I didn't ask Mom. I asked First Lady. I said, I need to take the photo album to church with me. And so I brought it to church this morning. And then Shaquita came in the office, and Shaquita and First Lady started looking through it, and you know they were like, Started looking through the pages, and who is that? And who is that? And who is that? And the First Lady, I heard First Lady over there, her voice got a little quiet. She said, "That's BP." She said, "Ms. Quita said, what's BP?" "That's before pastor." Everybody got a before, right? Before you were with him, or before you were with her, you know what I'm talking about. There may have been somebody else. You know, you may have had another girlfriend somewhere down, you know. There may have been another boo down. Don't think you the first one. You 50 years old thinking you the first boyfriend somebody ever had. You ain't got it like that. Matter of fact, if you're 21 years old, you ain't got it like that. There's more than likely, there's always been somebody else. And you got to pull this out. You know, some of you hide it. No sense in hiding it. It is what it is. You can't remove the past. Your past is your past. And if anybody else can't deal with your past, that's in the past. If they can't deal with the past, put them in the past. That's the way that works. I just give thanks today, Andre. I just give thanks today for I am who I am, and I'm not what I used to be. Hallelujah. Give some praise to God. There's a whole lot of us stuck in neutral. I just thank God I'm in drive. I'm moving. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, we're going to talk about your past. We're going to talk about your past, and you're going to be able to identify. I won't get many amens, I'm quite certain. I won't get many amens because I'm going to hit some of everybody this morning, and it's going to go so fast, you won't recognize that you've just been involved in a hit and run. You gotta know what I'm talking about. You gotta know what I'm talking about. The Gospel of Matthew, the first chapter. Now, this is a chapter that many folk would prefer just not to read. When you look at the Bible, you prefer, when it talks about genealogy, when you talk about the lineage of one's family line, you tend to want to just go through that and bypass it and go right to the next chapter. But here in the Gospel of Matthew, beginning at the first chapter, and I'm going to ask, if you will so oblige me that you would not walk during the reading of the scripture. Amen. If you would not walk during the reading of the scripture. Matter of fact, just sit down while I preach. Just sit down while I preach. Just sit down. Sometimes I got to go there. If you got to go to the bathroom right now, just please, just hold it. Hold on. If you say amen a little bit more, I'll be sooner, quicker than you think. But here in Matthew, the first chapter, this is the record, the Bible says, a record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And here it goes. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Underline Tamar, or highlight Tamar, circle Tamar. That's the first woman we're talking about today, Tamar, there in verse 3. Perez, the father of Hezron. Hezron, the father of Ram. Ram, the father of Abimadad. Abimadad, the father of Nashon. Nashon, the father of Salmon. Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Underline, highlight, or circle Rahab. That's the second woman we're talking about today in this genealogy. Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Highlight, underscore, circle Ruth. Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife. Uriah's wife, that's a woman too. Her name is Bathsheba. You can write that in. It says Uriah's wife there. Her name is Bathsheba. And just underline Uriah's wife or highlight Uriah's wife there. But her name is Bathsheba. Solomon, the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam, the father of Abijah. Abijah, the father of Asa. Asa, the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, the father of Jehoram. Jehoram, the father of Uzziah. Uzziah, the father of Jotham. Jotham, the father of Ahaz. Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah, the father of Manasseh. Manasseh, the father of Amon. Amon, the father of Josiah. And Josiah, the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the exile to the Babylon. Verse 12, after the exile to Babylon, Jeconiah was a father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel was a father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, the father of Abiud. Abiud, the father of Eliakim. Eliakim, the father of Azor. Azor, the father of Zadok. Zadok, the father of Achim. Achim, the father of Eliud. Eliud, the father of Eleazar. Eleazar, the father of Mathan. Mathan, the father of Jacob. And Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Highlight, underscore, circle Mary's name, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Thus, there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Christ. The Christ means the anointed one. I want to talk about this morning, who belongs in Jesus' family. Who belongs in Jesus' family? In his attempt to answer that question, who is Jesus, the writer of the Gospel of Matthew begins with a genealogy. Here Jesus is confirmed as authentically Jewish and ultimately successor of King David. Yet this royal ancestral line is not the whole story. A few names appear in this family tree that many of you probably would have left out. To God, this list of names is his family album. As I said before, it is what it is. Your past is your past. What God is doing here in the first chapter of Matthew is opening up his family album to us. And he's proudly showing us who his family is. Not everybody in here is proud to say who your family members are. But God is not ashamed.